Reading selected excerpts on from Lo Lishma to Lishma, excerpt number 7, article number 5, Lishma is an awakening from above, and why do we need an awakening from below? In order to attain Lishma, it is not in one's hands to understand, as it is not in is not for the human mind to grasp how such a thing can be in the world. This is because one is only permitted to grasp that if one engages in Torah and mitzvot, he will attain something. There must be self-benefit there. Otherwise, one is unable to do anything. Instead, this is an illumination that comes from above, and only one who tastes it can know and understand. It is written about that, taste and see that the Lord is good. Thus, we must understand why one should seek advice and counsels regarding how to achieve Lishma. After all, no counsels will help him, and if the Creator does not give him the other nature called the will to bestow, no labor will help one to attain the matter of Lishma. The answer is, as our sages said, it is not for you to complete the work, and you are not free to idle away from it. This means that one must give the awakening from below, since this is discerned as a prayer. A prayer is considered a deficiency, and without deficiency, there is no fulfillment. Hence, when one has a need for Lishma, the fulfillment comes from above. And the answer to the prayer comes from above, meaning one receives fulfillment or filling for one's need. It follows that one's work is needed to receive the Lishma from the Creator only in the form of a lack and a kli, vessel. Yet one can never attain the fulfillment alone. It is rather a gift from God. However, the prayer must be a whole prayer, that is, from the bottom of the heart. It means that one knows 100% that there is no one in the world who can help him but the Creator Himself. Yet, how does one know that there is no one to help him but the Creator Himself? One can acquire this awareness precisely if he has exerted all the powers at his disposal and it did not help him. Thus, one must do every possible thing in the world to attain for the Creator. Then one can pray from the bottom of the heart, and then the Creator hears his prayer. But a person should know when he exerts to obtain the Lishma that he should take upon himself to work only to bestow, meaning completely to bestow and not receive anything. Only then does he begin to see that the organs do not agree with this view. And from this, he can come to know for certain that he has no other counsel but to cry out to the Creator to help him, to make his body agree to enslave itself to the Creator unconditionally, since he sees that he cannot convince his body to completely annul itself. It turns out that specifically when he sees that there is no hope that his body will agree to work for the Creator, then his prayer can be from the bottom of the heart, and then his prayer is accepted.
From the article, one does not labor in a meal to lose it. One is unable to work if not in Lo Lishma, because his nature is the will to receive for himself. However, if one spent much time and great effort on the intention of Lo Lishma, then eventually he will take account of himself. of what will come of all the efforts that he expended throughout his life. And if the intention is not lishma, it will all go to waste, because lo lishma is the aspect of falsehood, and a lie can only exist in this world, whereas in the world of truth, there's no place for lies. It follows that all the efforts that he made for Torah and work throughout his life, who will take it? For there is no place in the world of truth for it. And there's a rule that one does not labor for a meal only to lose it. It follows that all his exertion and labor in this world will be lost all at once. Since the moment one goes to the world of truth, he leaves his labor in this world. And so, this calculation brings him to repentance in order to correct all his work to lishma, because he does not want all his work in this world to be in vain. Therefore, one's counsel is, if he sees that he's as yet unable to work in lishma, is to perform many deeds of lo lishma, because when he sees that he has many deeds of lo lishma, he will have no other choice but to repent and do it lishma. Otherwise, all his work is in vain. And there's a rule that one does not labor for a meal only to lose it. Hence, if he has many deeds in lo lishma, he will not want to lose all his labor and will therefore have the need to correct all his work to bring it into kedusha. Whereas a person who works in lo lishma and does not have many deeds, which is to say that a person did not spend much time and work on the way of lo lishma, he does not have such a great need to repent, since he does not have so many deeds to lose. Therefore, one should make effort, even in lo lishma, to perform many good deeds, because it will give him a reason to repent and engage in lishma.
Right, so, excerpt number 9.
Excerpt number 9, this is from Rabash. Why did Israel, analogous to an olive? Rabbi Yochanan said, why were Israel likened to an olive? As an olive does not yield its oil without pressing, Israel did not return to the good except through suffering. Concerning the suffering which returns to a person to good, first of all, we must know what good is. It is known that one's inclination is evil from youth, meaning that by nature, one is concerned only with his own benefit. Hence, by default, it is impossible for him to be able to engage in Torah and commandments for the sake of the heavens, rather than for his own benefit, if not through suffering, when one does not find taste in corporeal things, which is to say that they no longer satisfy him. And since the person was born with the intention to do good to his creations, he does not derive enough pleasure to make it worthwhile to live in this world and tolerate it, all in order to obtain what little pleasure corporeality offers. And to the extent that he feels torment in his life, namely that he has nothing to get vitality from, he is forced to annul and work in the aspect of bestowal, meaning that when he sees that by acts of reception he will not obtain vitality, he begins to perform acts of bestowal, so that these acts of bestowal will impart him with pleasure. It follows that the suffering reforms him, which is to say that the suffering he feels from not having a source from which to derive pleasure causes him to return to the good, meaning to carry out acts of bestowal, since the matter of good is the aspect of bestowal. As it is written, my heart whispers a good thing to me. I say that my actions are the Lord's, which is to bestow. It follows that due to the torments which he suffers because he lacks vitality, he chooses a new path for himself and begins to engage in bestowal. And even though it is with the intention to receive, it is called the aspect of lo lishma, which is close to lishma. And this is the matter of from lo lishma one comes to lishma, because the light in it reforms. For after he does his deeds in order to bestow, he consequently begins to feel light in the act of bestowal, and this light has the power to transform him so that he will carry out bestowal.
That's it. Next.
Excerpt number 10, Rabash, volume 2. What is the righteous are made apparent by the wicked in the work? It is known that there is the act of the commandment and the intention of the commandment, meaning what wants in return for his work when he exerts himself in observing Torah and Mitzvot. And we learned that there are two kinds of reward. One, lo lishma, not for her sake. Two, lishma, for her sake. Lo lishma means that one will be repaid for his work, both in this world and in the next world. The Holy Zohar says that this work is not regarded as the principal work, and it reads as follows, that the fear of lo lishma is not the main fear. And in item 191 it says, fear is the principal matter, and one should feel his master, because he is the great ruler, and all things are regarded as nothing compared to him. Therefore, one should set his heart on that place called fear. From this, we learn that there are two kinds of intention when performing actions, both in the study of the Torah and in the observance of mitzvot. The work of the public is in the aspect of receiving reward, while the work of the individual is for the sake of heavens, which is also the reward, meaning they can serve the king. Meaning that their whole pleasure, which gives them the fuel that enables them to work in order to bestow, is that they feel that they're bestowing contentment upon the king, giving praise and thanks to the king for having given them the thought and desire to work for him, and not in order to receive a different reward in exchange for their work. Because those who work in order to receive a reward, they say that we don't need to feel the greatness of the king. Instead, we need to look at the greatness and the importance of the reward, which they will receive in return for observing the Torah and mitzvot. But the Creator can remain of the same greatness and importance with which they regarded him when they began the work. Whereas if their intention is to bestow contentment upon the Creator, this follows that if they want to add more work, they need to add to the greatness of the Creator. For only according to the measure of his greatness can they annul before him and perform all their deeds solely for the sake of the heavens. And this is as the Holy Zohar says, regarding the verse, her husband was known at the gates, namely, that each and every one is according to what he appraises in his heart. Therefore, those people who want to work for the sake of heavens, in order to have fuel for the work, must try to obtain the aspect of faith in the greatness of the Creator every day, because this greatness of the Creator is what compels them to work for Him, and this is the pleasure they derive